Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to the Armor Report. This is the lunchtime edition. Thank you for joining me. Armor stands for Algorithmic Risk Management Research. This is a show about stock market investing. For those of you who are new, we're using tools of the millennial age, such as algorithms, to help us execute. And we combine that with fundamental analysis of companies and investing themes. And this is a live trading desk, so you'll see me look off camera sometimes. I've got screens all around me, and I'm managing my own capital and that of individuals through our relationship with Interactive Brokers. All right, so without further ado, what I like to do is start the show off with a discussion of what our top five algorithms are saying for each of the big indexes we follow: the S&P, the Dow, the NASDAQ, the small cap, and the momentum index. Once we go over that, whether it's a risk on or risk off scenario, what's changed and what hasn't changed, I'm going to drill down a bit into some of the activity from our day trading experiences. I talked about it this morning, so we're going to go over that. This is a classic gap down and a gap closure, which I told everybody about it 9 o'clock this morning, where we're going to be looking for. So it's occurred already, and everything has closed the gap. I'll get into that in a minute. Then what we're going to do is talk a bit about the cannabis space at the end of the show. You know, the pot stocks are one of my favorite groups, if not my favorite group going forward. The amount of money that's going to be made in the cannabis stocks is enormous over the next 3 to 5 to 10 years. So we just got to keep our eye on it, watch the behavior of the assets, and then make decisions. So I'll get to that in a minute. All right, let's get to the first part of the show then. Let's talk about what the big indexes are telling us. We have been in a risk-off position since December 4th. The market's had a 10-day rally from the bottom of the channel to the top of the channel. That can happen at any time during a downtrend. I certainly haven't discouraged anybody from investing or trading that, but why are our algorithms still in a risk-off position? The answer is simple. The market is in a defined downtrend. It's been in that downtrend since the end of September. We've been protecting capital through that whole move. We've outperformed all the averages doing that. Our multi-day investing algorithms. This is not about day trading. This is not about catching a 10-day rally. This is about multi-day, multi-week, multi-month investing algorithms are designed to smooth out the volatility. This is not about getting in and getting out on 10-day rallies. This is about identifying when the coast is clear to put risk on, with the expectation that we can then hold those positions for a while, as long as, you know, the market behaves itself. So you will almost never see us, after the market crashes, you will almost never see us buy the first bounce off the bottom. The algorithms will never get long at that point. We'll get long if the market can prove that the longer-term trend is changing. And that doesn't happen in 10 days. So, like I say on the show every morning or every day at 12 o'clock, when we have a risk-off scenario with these five indexes, what it means for you, the investor, how you use that information is to know that this is the most dangerous time in the market. Doesn't mean you can't hold stocks. If you want to have whatever percentage of your portfolio long from a, you call it buy and hold. I call it buy and hope, okay? But whatever, don't argue. If you want to buy and hold a part of your portfolio, be my guest. It's okay. I mean, look, in 2008, it was a disaster. In 2001, it was a disaster. So like once every 10 years, you get wiped out, and the whole process starts all over again. There's a much better way to manage risk and manage your portfolio. But there's nothing wrong with doing research on groups and on stocks and then owning a certain portion that you don't trade. But when our algorithms tell you risk off across the board at the end of September, beginning of October, that's the time to raise as much cash as you're willing to hold in the portfolio. And so we're still in that cash position, whatever that means to you. And then we'll deploy that cash at some point in the future when the algorithms give us the all clear sign. Right now, it's not the all clear sign. Right now, this is a classic bear market rally. I titled the show today, Stalking the Bear. I have a blog post. Go to our website, rosenthalcapital.com, and you'll see the blog post. You can click on algorithmic research. There's a bear paw, and I keep updating that post because I want to remind you that at the moment, we are stalking a bear market. And even after a 10-day rally, we are still stalking a bear market. And that's why I updated the post today. And I talked about it this morning's call, and I'm talking about it now. The time to do the stalking is after the market's rallied 10 days in a row and everybody's forgotten about the animal. But if the paw prints show up again, proving that we're in a downtrend, we have to act accordingly. And for us, that's going to mean establishing short positions in our portfolios. Not something we did in October, November, December. We didn't short right away. First thing we like to do when we've been in a bull market for a long time and we've been in investing for a long time and having a lot of stock market exposure is we go to cash first. We let the market settle out and show us what it wants to do. Once we get a downtrend in place, which is what's happened now, now we'll start looking to short right at the top of the downtrend. I do not recommend shorting for most people. It's a very difficult task. You all who watch this podcast, watch these live streams, listen to the podcast, know that one of my most important, if not the most important rule, the number one rule on my list of stock market investing rules that I've collected over 30 years of doing this is to put yourself on the right side of probabilities and statistics on every decision you make and only execute when the reward's big enough for the risk you're taking. So going short, you're immediately violating the first part of that rule. Market goes up 8 days out of 10. Okay, 80% of the time the market goes up. So trying to short sell is a very difficult task. Now, the reason we do it every now and then, and it's rare, I don't usually do it, but the reason we do is that the reward can be phenomenal for the risk we're taking. If we can find the right location and get the right reversal, put a position on, you get paid quick on the short side when you're right, and you get paid a lot. And your alpha goes like this versus everybody else in the market. So it's worth addressing the short sell every now and then. And so this 10-day rally has taken us right to the top of the channel. And so now we start to stalk the bear again. We start to look for short opportunities. So let's take a peek at what I'm talking about. Let's go take a look at, I'm going to share my screen with you. Okay. And this is screen share. Let's do this. All right. Hope you all can see this. This is the a chart pattern of the S&P 500, the symbol SPY is the ETF we're using. Those of you listening to this podcast on Blog Talk, please hop on over to our YouTube video so you can see this chart. It's important. The top left-hand corner goes back to the top of the market in September of last year. The red lines are the clearly definable downtrend we've been in since then. You can see the S&P. I'm going to just highlight this for you. Okay. Here's the stock market rally that we're living through right now. Okay. We're making our way up to the red line, and the black line right above that is the 50-day moving average. That's the target that we're looking for to get short. I want to see it up there, and then I'm going to hit the short opportunity aggressively if we get reversal patterns. We don't just short for the heck of it, but if we get the right setup at that location, that's where we're going to get aggressive. Okay? Now let's skip over to the leader that I talk about a lot. This is the this is the small cap index. Okay? Now again, this is the same chart pattern. What you're looking at is a downtrend that started back in September of last year. Every now and then, a trend gets violated to the upside or the downside. It doesn't negate the trend. So as you can see right here, this rally has taken the small cap index. IWM is the symbol that we use to build our algorithms on in the trade. It's taken the index from below the downtrend line to above the downtrend channel, but that's okay. This is just a guide. The trend is just a guide. It's not gossipable. So don't get caught too much at the bark. You have to look at the whole forest. 144 and change is the target from the buy entry on the algorithm on the small caps. So you could have bought the small caps if you wanted to. And back here, you can see that little buy carrot, which what day is that? That's the 28th of December. And you've had a run right back up to the 50-day moving average. And the primary target is that green dashed line. Okay, so there is a run here. You could have gotten long if you wished the small cap index. And it's run right up to, and hopefully it'll get to the 144, 43, maybe 145 area. And that's where we really want to get aggressive on the short side if reversals occur. Now, I did highlight yesterday that I put on a quarter of a position in my most aggressive portfolio of some puts on the small cap index. Just a quarter of the position. I'd like to quadruple that if we get up to that 144 and a half area, let's say, and we get a reversal. I'm not just going to do it if it gets there. I want to see a reversal. All right? So coming back to me here, what I'm trying to say to you all is we have clear downtrend, and I didn't show you the other indexes, but the Dow and the Nasdaq look exactly the same as the other indexes. So is the momentum index. We've gone from the bottom of the downtrending channel. By the way, we were outside of the bottom of the channel when it collapsed, so it makes sense to go above the top of that downtrending channel a little bit because the pendulum swings either way. So now's the time for us to start stalking. What do we look for? Well, small cap stocks led the market on the downside and they're leading the market on the upside. Okay? So in order for the bear paw prints to show up again, we need to see the rally in small caps abate and we want to start see small caps underperforming. That's not happening today. The only index up on the day right now is small caps. So small caps keep outperforming. So that tells us this rally is not quite over yet. No need to short yet. So we're looking at small caps. Okay? We're looking for big reversals. You know, I'll give you an example of what I would love to see. This is just an example. I mean, the market never does what you want. So, you know, if it happens, that would just be like a gift. But let's say Trump announces a deal with China of some kind and the market gaps up 2% in the morning. If it closes down at the end of the day, that's your reversal on news. And I'll hit that aggressively. So it's things like that that we're looking for now. Now that we're up near the location, we start looking for behaviors. All right, moving on. Let's get to what's happening today. Don't forget the Fed's meeting. So not meeting, but the Fed's making comments. This is round two. Chairman Powell's getting together with Bernanke and Yellen, and that created a lot of fanfare. What was that, Monday? I think that was just Monday. Yeah. So people are looking for that again. So the gap down this morning, and I told you on the morning call that gap downs lead to long opportunities on a day trade. Gap ups lead to sell opportunities. So 2 days ago, told you on the morning call, we're going to be shorting the gap up, and we made a fortune on that collapse that closed the gap. And what happened this morning? The exact opposite. And I told you that on the call. Market's gapping down. We're looking long for a gap closure, and here we are with the gap closure. Every index closed the gap. This is a gift. It's a gift, and it's a rule that I've got placed. Rule number 51 on our list. You can go look at this list on rosenthalcapital.com and click on the research button, algorithmic research, and you'll see this rules of the road. Rule 51, gap ups give you an opportunity to short on a day trading aspect. Gap downs give you an opportunity to go long. And here's two perfect examples of that rule, making money in either direction over the last 3 days. It's just statistics, particularly in the big indexes. They move far away from the mean, they revert back to the mean. Even if the market's going to end the day down, you're going to get that bounce up most of the time. So you're on the right side of probability, and the reward is definitely worth the risk because you have a huge gap closure today. It was beautiful. Okay, moving on. Is there anything I missed here? I don't think so. I guess I just want to wrap up talking about the cannabis stocks. Huge day the last couple of days. I have another blog post that I keep updating about the pot stocks, the marijuana stocks, cannabis investment opportunity, whatever you want to call it. It's the most important investment theme 2019, probably for the next 3 to 5 to 10 years. I've been saying that since August of last year when Constellation Brands put, you know, $5 billion into Canopy. I've been saying that Canopy and Tilray and Cronos are the best three ideas in the space because they've got all the liquidity and they got all the investment and capital from big other big companies. It continues to be the case. Canopy is skyrocketing in the last 2 days, up 20%+ because the only analyst in the space that's worth anything is the Cowen and Company analyst, and she's been pounding the table on Canopy. So that stock's gone through the roof, probably a bit of short covering there. Tilray, up, I think, 20% in the last couple of days. These stocks are showing real leadership in the beginning of January. Even if the market suffers the next couple of months, even if we're right and we're in a bear market and the market goes down, what we should get now are higher lows in the marijuana space. If these stocks make higher lows as the market's making lower lows, then we know we've got the right group. So what we want to do, and these stocks got killed in December, right? So they were wildly underperforming the market. And like small caps, they're now leading the market. So what we want to do when the market has its next inevitable sell-off to go test the low, we want to watch how these stocks trade. Do they hold these lows? If they do, and we get a risk-on entry point with our algorithm, we want to hit that group hard. Okay? Be patient. What's happening right now is beautiful. It's proving that there's institutional demand going to come into this space, and I think it's going to happen all year long. So what we want to do is buy weakness in the coming weeks and months if this stock market bear continues to unfold. Okay? News keeps getting better and better in the cannabis space. Go read the blog post and you'll see what I'm talking about. A couple of things that are very important. You know, I think Piper Jaffray's now thrown their hat in the ring and is starting to cover the cannabis stocks. So we got Cowen and Piper and Royal Bank of Canada, RBC, last month said they're going to create an investment banking arm just for the marijuana stocks, M&A. This is the year where institutions are going to begin buying these stocks because investment banks and eventually JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, all the big guys, Goldman Sachs, will be covering the space, recommending the stocks, getting involved in the M&A. There's just too much money in M&A in this space for these guys to avoid it for much longer. And when they come in, they start putting buy recommendations out on stocks, and institutions start building positions. And we want to be ahead of that. This is a perfect example of what happens. You got a couple of analysts that aren't even that, I mean, no offense to Cowen and Piper, but they're second tier. You know, they're boutique type of shops. And I really respect Cowen. I think they're great. But I'm just saying, you know, it's not the Goldman, not the Merrill, not the Morgan Stanley's, none of those guys. And look what these stocks do. When just a couple of analysts come out and start recommending and raising numbers and talking about the size of the cannabis market. We all know the size of the cannabis market's huge. These stocks are going a lot higher. Look to buy it on weakness. That's what we'll be doing. All right. I hope this has been helpful for you. I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow morning around 9 o'clock, just for 5 minutes or so, just to give you some insights into what our trading desk is looking at and how we're getting prepared for the day. Thank you so much for listening. I mean, what you guys do by listening is help me order my thoughts and make sure I execute correctly. So I really appreciate you guys spending the time, and have a safe day trading out there, and safe day investing. Take care, guys.